Welcome back to The Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, everybody. Randy here. It's 60 degrees today, going to be pushing 80 tomorrow. Time to fire up your grill. Welcome to our second hour.
Get on your deck.
Man, we have got an action-packed hour this time. We got Big Paulie from the East Coast going to be calling in here. Got a little herb grill, ERB herb grill, where you can grow herbs on top of a grill. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Got a couple recipes. Got Cowboy Rob Russell calling in. Some eye gadgets. We're going to talk with the guys from Black Star Farms. We're going to name the pig. We're going to give the winner, and somebody's going to win a barbecue in their backyard, man. So we're going to be talking about all of that.
We've got a winner.
Yeah, winner, winner, pig dinner.
Nah, more than a pig dinner. Chaz, you coming out to when we do this big picnic party blast for the win?
Man, I'm going to try and be there. If I'm not there, I'm going to send Jim out.
Okay.
Depends on our scheduling. You know, Beer Fest season is upon us.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. We haven't really picked a date for that, though.
Right.
We need to get that on the board, too. But we are. You still have a couple of minutes probably to post, but I think we're pretty much ready to draw that name any minute. So.
Yep, exactly. And if you're just tuning in, that was Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. He's joining us today in the studio. Brought us some treats. We got a little bit of John T. Pilsner that we're having a little sample of here. It's a Czech-style beer.
It's a breakfast beer.
Yeah, it has been today.
It has.
Yep, exactly.
It was way better than that Folgers Black Silk I was drinking.
Yeah, a lot better.
I don't think it goes with tofu, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't. You know,
here it comes, rearing its ugly head.
Yeah, God, you know what? I'm just positive I'm never going to live that one down.
No.
You know what? That's okay. I deserve it.
I think some one-handed push-ups might get it off our mind if you could just pull a few of those off.
Right. Let me do some pull-ups, and I'll put my arm around your neck, Bob.
Oh, that would be manly.
Right. But, well, speaking of manly, we went out to Barbecue Bob found this one, but it's kind of cool. We've got this thing that's called a hot pot barbecue. It's $125. He found it online at a place called Black-Blum.
This is cool. It's your typical terracotta kind of clay pot.
Uh-huh.
But the top comes off. You can grow your herbs,
right.
You know, and I like
rosemary,
to grow.
Rosemary, thyme,
I do, yeah. I grow basil, oregano, rosemary, thyme, dill, all the stuff that you use a bunch of. And
right.
I use a bunch of that stuff, but it's so nice to have fresh thyme, fresh basil. My wife uses basil all the time. It's great to have some fresh herbs growing. This thing, you can literally bring it inside like Chaz does. You can bring it inside in the fall if you want to keep your stuff going. Mm-hmm. And like oregano, basil, that stuff, it'll just keep growing. It doesn't like have a life cycle. It just keeps on going.
Yeah, it's perpetual stuff, so you've got fresh herbs all winter.
Yep. But the cool thing is this pot, the top comes off, and it's a little grill inside. And it just might be like a great Mother's Day present or something, you know, if you don't know what to get your wife or your mom.
Well,
and she wants to grill a little bit.
I've got some friends that have little tiny decks off their apartments and
exactly.
condos. They don't have the room for a big tech or, you know, a monster gas grill. And this might be a great solution for them.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little charcoal grill, but look at it. It's at Black and Blum, B-L-A-C-K and Blum.com. It's called a hot pot barbecue, but just kind of a cool little find.
$124.
Yep, great little, cool little find, little charcoal grill.
I still have my old little Weber Smoky Joe or that little bitty Weber kettle. It's Smoky Joe. That thing works great. So any little grill like that, to throw some coals in with a grate on it, if you're just doing like basic burgers.
Oh, you got to have something for tailgating.
Exactly. We do. We have a tailgater. It's on wheels.
Oh, you might have to bring that out to roller derby.
Got it planned.
Hey, I think Emily, the beautiful Emily, just told me that Paulie's on the line. Hey, Paulie, you out there?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
Well, that was Randy. This is Bob. Dude, how are you, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Out here in beautiful Las Vegas.
Oh, you've got the life.
I got to tell you, a lot of guys out here. Doing their thing. It's very interesting to watch.
What you got going on out there, Paulie? Why are you there?
The NAB show. It's the biggest show of this type in the world. We have people from all over the world coming in. People who are looking at different things for television and radio broadcast, kind of celebrating the industry. Top-notch people coming in. Gordon Smith, I was with last night. He's the president of the NAB. Got the chairman of the FCC, Julius Big Julie Genachowski coming out
now
here.
For those of
Big
you
Julie,
listening that
guy.
Don't for those of you listening that don't know what the NAB is, it's National Association of Broadcasters, and Paulie, my Goomba here, he's your president actually of New Jersey's Broadcasting Association, as
That's
well
right.
as being just a stand-up guy, you know what I'm saying? And you've got a restaurant out there, you're an attorney, and I think you're even like in the Marine Corps Reserves, is that correct?
Well, no, I got to tell you, I had the honor and the privilege of spending a week down in Parris Island with General Padilla and his boys down there, and they were showing me what it takes to be a Marine. Bobby, I got to tell you something. I have a lot of respect for the armed forces, but I never realized, and no one really could realize until you see it,
right,
what these kids go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something where, you know, that people say, oh, they're berating them, they're hitting them, you know, over the head
no.
type of thing. It's not. It's totally different.
I should have told you to look up our friend Ramsey. He's down there. My future son-in-law is there right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't even think. You might have seen them.
The dedication and commitment of their faces, and it's just so wonderful. Really, what a precious, wonderful natural asset we have, these young men and women who are becoming Marines, protecting us around the world, you know, first to fight.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the men and women of the armed forces, just my support, my love, my heart goes out to all of them and their families. God bless them. God keep them safe.
Yeah.
And it's something that was a real privilege to be with them last week. I didn't get much sleep.
I'm just thrilled to hear you say that. I mean, I really can appreciate that. And we're having this conversation last night, and I was recanting. I was actually Air Force and Army, and I was recanting some boot camp stuff, and they're talking about the changes that they've made in the training and all this. But the one thing that doesn't change is they still kick your butt, and they shape you up, and they scream at you. They punish you.
Well, you know, they do, but in a way, you know, if you look on the faces of these kids when they're coming back up, you know, after they break you down and build you up,
yeah.
It's almost like they're challenging the DI, saying, you try to take this from me. I want to be a Marine. I dare you to try to take it away from me. By the way, that's why 90% of these kids succeed. What I never knew was how hard it was to be a Marine officer. Because you think about it, what kind of men and women lead Marines,
mm-hmm.
super Marines,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? There, it's a 50% dropout rate.
Wow.
And it's amazing. But, you know, in the end, what do? They win our wars, they make Marines, and they return people to the citizenry as better citizens, as gentlemen and ladies. And I got to tell you, thank God for them. It's just a wonderful outfit, and what wonderful hospitality the whole Marine battalion down there gave us.
Paulie, that's fantastic, and let's hope that our government gets their crap together and can continue to pay these guys regardless of all the problems that they're having.
Yeah,
I don't want to go down that editorial road, but
let's
bring every senator and congressman there for 7 minutes.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
They wouldn't last eight, but I'd love to have them see for 7 minutes what really goes on so they can appreciate and respect
these
men and women.
All the branches deserve that credit, too, because...
Sure.
All these branches have boot camp, and they torture you. They break you down, and then they build you up. And I'll tell you, it's the best thing for a young man you could possibly do.
You should have heard them yelling at me. You could imagine they had some choice words. But anyway, we had a nice time. All the guys that were there were all coming up to my restaurant. We're going to have a nice time in a couple of weeks. And we're going to do the reverse boot camp with me. You know,
so we got to get our calendars.
Then we're going to tear them down.
We got to get our calendars right because I was out in Long Island this week and you were out there. So I'll be coming back out in a couple weeks. But we got to do some serious grill fooding out there.
Well, I got to tell you, here in Vegas, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm staying over here at the Wynn, the Encore complex here.
Okay,
it's just remarkable. And, someone's calling me already. Do you believe this? It's just remarkable. And it's right next door to the cathedral. I don't know if you ever saw the cathedral here in Las Vegas, but the stained glass windows, the pictures of the casinos, all right?
Oh, no.
And it's true. And it's a very religious town because everywhere I go, everybody's going around going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But it's very religious here. But, you know, one thing I wanted to let you guys know, I got a recipe, believe it or not. I think you're going to get a kick out of it if I found out here for you guys.
Okay.
Shoot, what
do you
is
need
it?
When you come out? I'm sorry.
I said, shoot, go ahead. What is it?
Well, what do you need when you come out here? Have fun. You need a couple clams, right?
Yep.
You want to win a couple clams, you lose a couple clams, but you always need some more clams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, you tell me you can barbecue anything, and I agree. You ever had a barbecue clam? Now, that's not a straight line.
Mm.
That's not a joke.
Right.
Okay? You take the clams. You take cherry stone, little necks, the little regular clams, all right? You clean them up nice. You get the grill nice and hot, and you have to have a grill with a cover to make this work right. But you could do it on any kind of a grill. And literally, you put the clams on the grill as they are raw. You put the cover down for about 5 minutes.
And pearls pop out.
Now, it's amazing the flavor that you get, because when they open up, you baste them with a little bit of clarified butter, and then you take them off. And I got to tell you something. You can barbecue clams. And it's an amazing thing. Now, who would think you could do that? But, you know, this being Lent and everything, on Fridays you have to eat fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know why you have to eat fish, by the way? Think about it. St. Peter was a fisherman.
That's right.
He's a good businessman. He's, let's eat some fish. It's a great thing. Keep the business going. But, but with all respect, I got to tell you, it is an amazing thing. And I have not done it with mussels or any other shellfish yet. I've done it with lobster, but that's a no-brainer.
Right.
Yeah.
You do it with clams, and you try that, and you tell me if they're not the sweetest, most delicious clams you ever had, especially if you have a nice grill that's seasoned and a little bit of that smoke gets in there, and it gives it a whole new taste, and it's very easy to do. And at the end, it's very easy to clean up. You take the shells, you throw them in your garden, you're done.
Now, Paulie, those we're Midwesterners over here, and clams are not something that that we cook a lot of. But are you cleaning them anyway, or are you just putting them on there in the shell, and
no,
the shell opens up?
You got to clean them, because you know if they're fresh, what you do is you soak them in a little bit of fresh water, a little bit, and then you take like a sponge, you know, the sponge, the gritty sponge you use to clean steel or something like that. And you take that and you just scrub them off, and it gets all the sand off them. And they look pretty nice, actually. And you almost have like a white clam. Once they get off the oven, by the way, off the grill, rather, they turn almost totally white. And then, you know, they open up, of course, and once they open up, they're ready to go. Again, like anything else with seafood, don't overcook it. But once it opens up, the clam is ready to eat. And if you want to take it out and dip it in some kind of a butter and lemon, or if you want to make a little sauce with some garlic white wine, but I just put a little butter on it and just take them right off the grill. And it makes a nice presentation, too.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
Oh, a little hot. You gotta have a little, you know, the toppings and stuff like that.
You're gonna get some hot sauce. You better get a 6-pack of beer.
If you need some clams, this is the way to go, guys. Especially down here in Vegas. And I gotta tell you the truth, I could use a few more clams right now myself.
Oh, you getting hurt?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. We had a nice time last night. You know, it's 3 hours earlier than where you were.
I know. Are you just going to bed or what?
Well, no, I figured, you know, you don't really want to sleep too much out here because this town never sleeps. I
mean, no, it doesn't.
It's prettier than in the daytime. But, you know, it's not. It's been cold out here. It's 50-something degrees, which is crazy.
Wow.
It's probably warmer up by you.
It is. It's going to be 60 today.
Yeah, but there's a lot of great people here today. The whole crowd is coming in. We're going to have about a couple hundred thousand people coming in for this convention. It's just remarkable.
There'll be some big names in radio out there. I would imagine. A lot of star power.
Oh, yeah, all over the country. And it's nice because it celebrates our industry. And let's face it, there's no more important industry in the world than broadcasting. And you guys do a great job of keeping that tradition up. We try to do it in New Jersey. We have a lot of our people coming in from Jersey today. And we'll be well represented, let's put it that way.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, my friend. I will see you in a couple weeks, and I'll let you know when I'm back out in New York there.
Hey, Barbecue Bob, it's always good talking to you and the gang. You stay well, and until I see you again, just keep your clams cold.
Yeah.
You got it, baby.
See ya.
Later, guys.
All right. That is Big Paul. He's my Goomba on the East Coast. He keeps us tuned up with all that great Italian stuff, so... We like hooking up with the East Coast, a little bit of West Coast. We got Kansas, we got Louisiana, we got our boy T Gid down there. T Gid, if you're listening, howdy yo.
Hey, speaking of Kansas, we coming up in the next segment, we're going to hook up with Cowboy Rob Russell, and he's going to throw another recipe at us. And we've got a couple technological things we're going to do with our iPhones and apps that have to do with grilling. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.